The return of the single-celled algae to the Atlantic was documented in a routine monthly plankton survey in 1999. That was 1 year after enough ice had melted from the Arctic coasts of Alaska and Canada to allow the tiny creature safe passage across the top of the world. Oceanographer Philip Reed with the Sir Alistair Hardy Foundation for Ocean Science reported the event in the journal Global Change Biology. He says the last time water flowed free between the Pacific and Atlantic was 2 to 3 million years ago.
And other species in the Atlantic were almost certainly made extinct. And there is the danger that this could happen again if the ice retreats further, as is expected, within possibly 40 years' time, the whole of the Arctic Ocean could be ice-free in the summer months of the year.
The algae, plentiful in the North Pacific, play a key role in helping absorb carbon from the atmosphere. Reed says continued plankton surveys report that the plant is now well-established in the Atlantic as far south as New York.
We now see it regularly every year. Whether it is in competition with other species, whether it might be having an effect on other species, we've got no idea at this moment in time. It's more that it is an indicator of change and of what we might see in the future.
One thing is certain. Arctic ice is melting at an accelerating rate, and the oceans are warming. Studies show the last 6 years, between 2005 and 2010, were the warmest years recorded in the Arctic since measurements began in 1880. Another curious event. Last year, a Pacific gray whale was spotted in the Mediterranean Sea. Gray whales, once common in the Atlantic, were hunted to extinction 300 years ago.
And the most plausible explanation is, again, the opening of the Arctic waters, and so the animal could pass.
Katja Philippart is a marine biologist with the Royal Netherlands Institute of Sea Research and coordinator of the Climate Change and European Marine Ecosystem Research Project, or CLAIMER, a joint effort among 17 marine institutions in 10 European countries. CLAIMER is gathering data from 300 climate-related studies from the last decade that focus on Europe's oceans and coastal waters, as well as the Mediterranean, Baltic, and Black Seas. Philippart observes three broad trends.
The first thing was this opening up of the Arctic. We see several indications for that. The second one is the northwards moving. You don't see them only moving into northwestern European waters, but you also see them now at the northwestern European fish markets. And the third one is also a very interesting one, that things are shifting. So some animals are advancing their timing of blooming or the timing of growth, but not all are advancing.
Warmer waters and other changing conditions mean some prey species are no longer available when their predators need them. Philippart cites the example of the Atlantic puffin, a seabird that breeds off the coast of Norway.
And they lay their eggs at such a time that if the chicks need food, then the young herring is passing along the coastline and they take it and they bring it to the young. But there is an advancement of this timing of the herring. So now the herring passes before the chicks are hatched from the eggs, meaning that once the chicks are there and hungry, the herring has already passed and the puffins don't have the herring anymore to feed to their young.
Overall, Philippart says, the CLAIMER studies show that this rearrangement of marine life will likely have mixed consequences.
It could be for the good, it could be for the worst. It could be different from area to area. So some places stocks are declining and other areas stocks are growing. And that makes it hard. So we can only indicate, be prepared for change.
Marine biologist Katja Philippart adds that it's important to continue ocean research to determine how best to adapt to the inevitable climate changes. Project CLAIMER concludes with an international conference in Brussels in September. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.